The new exhibition at Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton, is found. Presented by Tom D'Angelo and Minnie Santilli of Our Garage Space, for this exhibition, they've moved from their gallery, Our Garage Space, to Connections Gallery, and presented two of their favorite artists, Megan Franklin and Chaz Hampton. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Tom and Minnie have been presenting work at their Garage Space Gallery for about 2 years now, but for this exhibition, they're hosted by Alice and Anthony of Connections Gallery. Minnie Santilli.
We typically have shows early spring through late fall. We have a show up for about a month. In the summer, we'll do a month, but the heat of August, we'll bypass August and keep a show up for 2 months.
I think we talked with Anthony and Alice about combining efforts to put together something, and the winter just seemed like a good time to do it because it is cold down in our garage, and we figured, I think they're a little slower with shows at this time of the year, so it just worked out that we put together something here and have fun.
It's a fantastic show. How did you pick these two people to be in the show? And even though they're very, very different materials, I'm really struck with how nicely they sit with each other.
Both Chaz Hampton and Megan Franklin were in previous shows in our garage space. Basically, we knew that we wanted to choose a male artist and a female artist, and then we kind of just racked our brains of not so much the same style, because they don't necessarily have the same style, but something that would complement each other. Megan's one of my best friends, so I picked her. We've known Chaz for quite some time, and we just love his work, and decided to choose those two.
They do go really nicely together.
There's a similar aesthetic. I think they're both hitting on some sort of like historical nod. Megan uses a lot of antiques, found objects. Chaz, I think, pulls odd stuff from all corners. He's collaging stuff. He's pulling stuff from old magazines and things like that. There's something antique-y about both of them that I think is why they work together.
For both of them, neither of them really have like any hidden meaning behind their work. It's more about the found objects and the placement of everything in their pieces. So it is what you see. There's no hidden meaning. You don't really need to try to figure anything out. For Megan, she has a background in archaeology, so for her, she does a lot of antiquing, and she and her husband do a lot of hiking. So for her, it comes through her everyday life, and it's about the placement of how she uses the objects found, and also hence how we came up with the name of the show, Found.
I love them because even though they're about real specific things, the order of them, the placement of them, makes them an abstract. So that, like you said, there's no agenda, there's no, this is the meaning of it. It's not, you know, the meaning of life part three. But because they're placed in a construction like that, it leads you to kind of search for the meaning in your head of where you meet it.
What's interesting about these, they're sort of odd, you know, especially Megan's here, that some of these compositions she's done, you know, they're a little strange and a little weird, but yet they're not scary, they're not spooky, they're comforting. They're very soft, pleasant to look at. These compositions are real subtle. There's not anything really jumping out or screaming something off the painting here. It's a very subtle approach. Here are some pleasant things that I found, and I arranged them in a certain way, and this is it.
They're really elegant, particularly this one. I was staring at it for the longest time last night because there's a real simple elegance to it that's impossible to really quantify, to say what it is about it that gives it that essence, but it really has that essence.
I think a good word to describe her work is whimsical. She uses really soft materials, but then she'll use found metal that's rusted. There's cobwebs, and they're dusty. And so there is a little bit of a harshness to them, but it's also a very nice whimsical feel.
They have a very Victorian feel to them, and I don't know if it's the color vibe. They really do have the feel of being from the 1890s.
I think that's how hers and Chaz's work together. They both sort of look like they're from the past. Chaz's work, it looks like it may have come from in some cellar or some corner that hasn't been discovered in a while, but yet it's contemporary in a way that he's treated these. The colors pop. They're heavy shellac, shiny and glossy. So they look like they have a history to them, but clearly he just made these things. That's why I really like his. Layers of paint, layers of texture. I've always been a fan of that kind of work. With the flag and these old maps and these old coloring books or imageries that you can recognize. We all come across these things. You see a lot of these images. And so when they're all put together like that and sort of flipped upside down and sanded or ripped away and covered and some of it left uncovered, it's playful. To me, that's good art.
Tom D'Angelo and Minnie Santilli of Our Garage Space. The exhibition Found is on view in Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton, and they will be hosting a gallery talk this Sunday, January 27th at 2 p.m. For more information, Connections Gallery is 610-250-7627. More information also available at connectionsgallery.net. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.